News, stay with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. No Mason Dixon, but I do have a Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
And good morning, Rob.
Good morning. And yes, I was in contact with Mason, and he said, don't text me right now. I'll text you back in a minute if we can call, and I haven't heard anything from him. So
yeah,
I'm sure he's okay, all is well, but good. It's not his time anyways.
No, and you know, I got plenty to talk about. We got a new listing coming up, and a lot happening as far as the market. We've got the asylum in to talk about. I thought we would talk, our topic would be business plan.
Yeah, let's talk about those before we talk about your new listing in the asylum.
Right.
And so everybody needs a good business plan, especially if you're going into business. But as far as real estate goes, what does a business plan have to do with anything?
Well, you know, a business plan comes into play when you're making a purchase, possibly on a commercial.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you're doing a commercial purchase and you, even if you're not doing lending, a lot of lenders will want your business plan, though. And you can easily get a template off of Google. There's plenty of sites that will help you put a business plan and put you in the right direction. It's, you know, a roadmap for entrepreneurs to show, you know, some of the financial planning and your goals in business.
Sure.
And how you're going to achieve those goals in that time manner. A lot of lenders will want it.
Yeah.
And even if a lender's not involved in it and you're strategically looking at buying a business, you want a business plan.
Right.
You want one for yourself so you can see what the roadmap is and your objectives and to keep you, you know, in check on some of the items that you're going to be adding to the business, a directory, a future planning of how you're going to make those payments.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, anybody can write up a business plan and say all these wonderful things. How does a bank actually know that you're going to be able to follow up on what you write?
Well, there's a lot to a business plan. It's just not, you know, putting down on paper, you know, of what you think you can do. There are different chapters of putting a business plan together, and specifically for that business that you are going to purchase. And you may have to, you know, give a little bit more than just writing in the business plan. Maybe you're going after some new clients that could be part of that new directory that you're putting together for the future plan of your business. So there could be some more elements to a business plan that will help you get the financing. If a lender can see what your plan is and how you're going to go about getting the money to make that loan payment, that, you know, truly can help you with your financing. It's good just to have one for yourself. Again, if you're going to go into business, you need to, you know, put yourself into check and what is your plan and how you're going to go about making that new payment. And I talking about the business plan for myself, I've come across, again, I've been in business myself, an entrepreneur in South Haven since 92. So back then I had to have a business plan. Since then, of course, I'm a realtor and didn't really need a business plan to be a realtor. But here, 18 years later, I'm doing real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like commercial. That's one of my favorites. I fell into commercial because I owned a commercial business in South Haven. And with my first purchase, which was the former Sukasa building that was Cheyenne's Closet, I was able to purchase that through a lender here in town that does a lot of lending for commercial, which is Sturgis Bank. Great lending bank here in South Haven. They truly stand behind a lot of the local businesses in South Haven. So if you've got an idea to do a business plan, and do some commercial financing, I would recommend, highly recommend Sturgis. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the business plan has come to my surface because, again, you know, the Asylum Inn is in the pending process right now. We are looking at the end of the tunnel here soon. And of course, we are looking at another business. So, huh? Yes.
Looking at another business, huh?
Looking at another business.
You just didn't have enough.
Well, yeah, we just didn't have enough. Exactly.
I finally got rid of the big, huge house. I'm going to open a new business, huh?
Right. And that's what entrepreneurs do. We, you know, we stay in business.
What kind of business are you?
Well, this is a business locally in South Haven that we're looking at. We can't quite let it out, but it's going to be coming out fairly soon.
Will it require property?
Yeah, it is real property.
Okay. All right. Well, I won't push you on that too much, even though I really want to really badly, because I want to be the first in the know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Which would make our listeners the second in the know.
Right, right.
Except for maybe Laura Russin. I'm sure she probably already knows.
Yeah, she probably does know a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, she probably knows a little bit.
So how's life at Cheyenne's house?
But yes, life has been great out in the country. We have definitely made a little bit of a move because the Asylum is on the track to close.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't got there yet, but we're pretty close.
We're getting close.
Looks pretty good. So yeah, we've had to entertain a business plan. So I thought that was a good topic to talk about. I Googled it. It shows you all the elements of doing a business plan. And if you're looking at a commercial business, whether you're lending or not, you still want one just to kind of, you know, put yourself in check. And that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know, the same thing, you know, a business plan. I don't need it for lending. I need it for my own self to put things in order.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just didn't have enough to do. I get it.
Yeah.
I thought like this is retirement time, kind of, not starting new business time.
No. Entrepreneurs never retire. We always continue doing some sort of a business.
Yeah, we're going to be doing what we do until we die.
So,
That's what I tell everybody.
We are pretty excited that we, you know, can see now that is.
I tell people my retirement date will be the day I die.
Yeah, you know, I don't see retirement. In this next chapter at all.
All right. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about a new listing on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Well, I tried for you ladies and gentlemen, I tried to pry it out of her over the break what business she was going to be going into, and no go, she won't tell me. Hopefully we'll know here in the next couple weeks or so.
You she'll will, be able to tell definitely, because it is a local business.
New listing. You got a new listing.
Yeah, I got a new listing that I'm working on. It will be out over the weekend here. So it's 53829 Grand Junction on County Road 388, Phoenix there. So, yeah, you go through Grand Junction, and it's actually right across from the high school. A really nice, large...
Wait a second. They have a high school there? They don't have a high school in Grand Junction?
The old high school that I sold.
They did have a high school. Oh, okay.
The high school building that I had sold. And that is going to be coming on the back on the market.
Right.
Yeah, he is definitely going to be putting that back on. He's got some things he needs to do, but that is in the works.
Okay.
But right across the street is a nice, large, four-bedroom, two-bath home. And it's right on the corner of School Street and Phoenix. And this home is a nice large home. He has this four-car garage, and in the garage he's made a kitchenette. So he's kind of got a setup for grilling and cooking and entertaining in the four-car garage. Of course, you got room for your vehicles.
Sounds like a great place to be married, so you can go out to your garage and work.
Well, I'm thinking that you might be able to do some entertaining with it, or you can clear out the kitchen and do the four-car garage.
Right.
Which, that's originally what it was built for.
Four cars, that's a pretty big garage.
Yeah, so if you're like a car collector, this is really ideal, because not only does it have the four-car garage, he also has two outbuildings that are two more garages. So I thought, gosh, for somebody who is a car collector or maybe had a lot of toys, this would be a great place for that. Because I always get people looking for more garage space than which there actually is.
Everybody shoves their garage full of crap.
It's like, can I put another garage on this property? So this one actually comes with four-car garage and another two outbuildings in the back for two more garages, 12 by 30, you know, so some pretty good size outbuildings.
Did you say this was a ranch?
No, this is more of a, I would say, not really Victorian, but mid-century modern home. Does have that asphalt siding that the... You know, it's very nicely done. It's completely all painted white with a beautiful porch on the front. A nice basement. I'd say there's about 1,600 square foot living space.
Finished down there?
No, the basement is not finished, but a very nice basement.
Okay.
You have your mechanical room down there, but it's dry, great for storage. And he's got the whole corner lot. It's like 130 by 130, probably
that's
almost a half acre.
Lot, yeah.
And listed price is $235,000. So this
$235,000. That's one of those ones, you know, it's hard to find a house anywhere near $200,000 these days.
You know, in South Haven, we talked about, you know, the prices in South Haven. Everything is riding at that $500,000 and above. Anything less than that, you know, $300,000 mark usually needs work. And so we are pushing out to more of the rural areas for that 200 price range. And this one could qualify for rural development, the RD. It could qualify for VA, and it could qualify for FHA.
Okay.
So this has got some good bones
you're
good
kind of
family.
The queen of real estate out there in Old Grand Junction, aren't you?
Well, you know, now that I was out there looking at this home to get listed, I happened to stop by the Grand Junction restaurant. I had heard rumor he wanted to sell. And so I have a buyer actually looking for a restaurant deal. So I stopped in there, talked to, I believe it's Mike Milkey.
It is.
He owns the Grand Junction. I'm not sure of the name. I know it's the only restaurant in Grand Junction.
It's the only restaurant. Yeah, right as you come over the tracks.
He seats actually 60 people.
Yeah.
I was really surprised how many people he seats, because he's got that new left wing on there. But he's got a great kitchen in the back, and he does want to sell. So he was listed for $399,000. But he did tell me that he's negotiable. And so if somebody's looking for maybe a country restaurant, seats 60, mm-hmm. has a nice parking lot with it, stop out there and talk to him.
Yeah, he's got a good little business out there.
Yeah, he does got a great business. I mean, he's been there for, I want to say, like 19, 20 years.
Right, that's the only restaurant within 12 miles.
Yeah.
Haven's the closest, I do believe.
I was so surprised that, you know, his business has been running this long. You know, it's how, you know, one of those how time flies. But he's got a great little country fair restaurant, kind of like American food,
mm-hmm.
you know, the simple bacon and eggs.
Yes.
Good breakfast, very reasonably, and great coffee, so I'm told. So, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for one of those restaurant deals, he is looking to sell, he's not listed.
Okay, but it fits that cliche of the cafe on the railroad tracks.
It does. It really does. It's really super cute, and like, again, he seats 60 people. He in the off season he lightens up his hours, but during the season he's
everybody.
Rocking it.
Yeah.
I mean, like the Calhaven Trail people stop there because he's mm-hmm. like right across the mm-hmm. tracks. They park and they come over to his restaurant, and he's pretty busy there.
Yeah, and I'm sure. I mean, I don't think he does a whole heck of a lot of advertising either. So if you advertise, you can probably pick up a few more people.
Right.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
Yeah, if you go out there, have breakfast, kind of look around and think, hey, maybe I could run a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because this one's kind of like a smaller
thing. Yeah,
you know, he does get busy. He does, you know, definitely stay open more hours during the summer time. But what a great little restaurant, I thought, for $3.99, and he's negotiable. And that would be like probably turnkey, you know, everything that's there, including, you know, the kitchen. I was really impressed. He took me in the back and showed me his walk-in cooler and walk-in freezer. I mean, that is awesome for a restaurant to have.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times these mom-and-pop restaurants only have your upright freezers or maybe, you know, one of those old-timey freezers in the back. But this one has fairly new. I think he just put them in. Nice walk-in cooler and a nice walk-in freezer in the back of this restaurant.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Okay. So there's some availabilities out there in Grand Junction.
There is.
Residential and commercial.
Right. So the residential one, 53829 County Road 388. It's right across from the high school. Four bedroom, two bath with a whole kitchenette in the garage.
Yeah.
Listed for $235.
Very nice. All right. We need to take a break. We come back, we'll talk about the asylum and what's going on with that. On Rob Bird's Moondog Show, let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
This year's race at Mason-Dixon at your service. At your service, you ask? Yeah, buddy. See, I bet y'all can use a little pep in your step, a little zest in your fest, and something new for the barbecue. I can entertain your guests, energize your meetings, MC your wedding or special event, and I won't drink up all your beer. No siree, I'm a highly respected professional, and to find out how you can hire me in 2023, send an email to racingmasondixon@yahoo.com and check out racingmason.com. That's RACINMASON.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success.
Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to senior services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. So Tina, well, I mean, we talked a little about earlier about the asylum, possibly being gone soon, at least to you. It's not going to go anywhere, obviously.
No, the new buyer is going to keep the asylum in name. Yeah.
Okay. Which is, like I said, a big disappointment because I really wanted that sign, but I'll get over it one of these days. So,
right.
You know, how does that feel? You've been there for a long time.
Yeah, 22 years.
I mean, the three floors and a basement full of stuff.
Oh, it was packed full. We brought stuff from Cheyenne's Closet there. You know, we had bought that building before we sold Cheyenne's and loaded it up with all the great antiques and stuff from Cheyenne's Closet.
Yeah.
So, and then when we moved in it 5 years ago it's been, we loaded it up again with more antiques from our own personal. So it was pretty full in there and we thought, okay, this is ridiculous. So we did have some sales throughout the time we were there this last year, two big estate sales, which
there's
really
a few things hanging in this office from
it,
you.
It cleared out that third floor penthouse. It cleared out the second floor. And it really was able to let the buyer see what the asylum was all about, because it's a beautiful building. It's totally restored.
Yeah.
So the new buyer has plans to continue doing the short-term rental. Of course, remember, we got the last three short-term rental permits.
Right.
And that did pass. We really just had our last inspection, and everything is passed as far as the
I have
goes.
To ask, though, what if you could have only gone two? Would it have been just a no-go at all, or would you have to have three for that place?
You need three. You need three, one for each flat.
Yeah.
And that way you can rent out the flats individual.
What if you lived in one of them and you couldn't rent out the other ones?
You could.
So you could have actually done it with two if...
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you definitely could have done it with two. But for the investor view of the asylum, which that's what it was really set up for, is that multifamily. And we had, you know, already given it this short-term rental tag.
Mm-hmm.
And the name was so intriguing, you know, for the last 20 years that I think most local people now know that building as the Asylum Inn.
So how are you and Goody doing? You went from all this space, three floors, and life is a little bit tighter now. Everything good?
Well, we're actually in transition. So we talked about the Asylum Inn selling. We haven't let out too much, but we have been somewhat like on a contingency, which means once the asylum sells, we're able to purchase this other business.
Okay. You didn't have to go that far with me. I was just trying to make sure Goody was still alive because I know he had so much space. And now, right now, as you guys are transitioning, you guys are in a much smaller confined space.
Yes. Well, and actually, you know, Goody has Goody's Home Repair. So he has a spot in town, which is the old Clark gas station.
So he tossed a cot in there. So
that's actually worked pretty well for the Goody station.
Right. Okay.
So the next transition that we make, which again, that will come out later on once we really seal that deal, that will be our station in South Haven.
I was just asking a question about Goody's welfare. Hopefully we didn't get you to divulge too much information to me.
No. Goody's doing good. He's actually very, very excited that the asylum is selling. He's actually been on me about selling the asylum more than I have wanted to sell the asylum. So finally, we had an opportunity came upon us, and that was the the sign that was the light that said, okay, let's sell the asylum and make this happen.
Okay.
So with the new venture that has came for Mark and I, helped us decide to put the asylum on the market. So we've been on the market since September of last year. So it was about 5 months before the asylum actually went under contract.
Yeah. And are you going to keep selling real estate as you make a new?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I got some great, exciting news to share about that, too. But yes, I'm definitely staying with real estate.
This is that for this week or is that for maybe next
That'll
week?
That'll be for next
week. For next week. Okay.
Yeah, next
exciting
week.
Exciting news next week on Robert's Moondog Show.
Yeah, maybe I'll have a guest on for next week, too. That'll be great.
Okay.
But yeah, no, we're moving right along with the asylum. Again, we're very close to that. Hopefully we can share on the next segment that the closing has happened.
Okay. Yeah, so. That would be exciting. Anything, we got another couple minutes here. Well, about a minute and a half with you. Any other listings or things we need to talk about?
Well, I've been still getting a lot of action on the 2.6 acres, which is on 16th Avenue. We know that the building is back in around South Haven, so these lots and these acreages that are coming close around South Haven are getting fairly popular. This one's a little on the high side, $85,000. I've got a seller that's not budging. This 2.6 acres is wooded, and it's never been developed. They've had it for over 50 years. The great thing about it, it's on 16th Avenue near the public utility hookup. So you have a choice there. We talked a little bit about that. You have a choice of doing the public utilities with this, or you can do a septic and well there. With the 2.6 acres, you definitely have room to split that.
Yeah.
You can do two homes easily on this lot.
Yeah.
And our guest, Scott Thaler, he does excavating. I've mentioned him a couple times, but he does clearing. He said he could do a driveway in there, you know, very easily, take it all the way to the back. You could have some privacy. But this wooded lot is got some great, magnificent trees on it.
Yeah.
So there's some great building spots on this one.
Scott T asked to return my phone call before we
Where's Scott T?
Endorse him on my radio show anymore. Scott T, call me back. Quit sulking. All right. You know what?
Well, he did some great excavating for our other friend, Laura Russin,
Did
a great job on her lot.
That's right.
So I just want to mention that with the 16th Avenue, 2.6 acres, $85,000, great building spot. If you're looking to build in South Haven, this one's just on the outskirts.
I'm just kidding. Give me a call. All right. Well, I guess without Mason Dixon here, we have to remember all our sponsors. Myself, I gave us enough time where we can do so. But kick out your contact information first.
Yeah, so definitely, if you want to get a hold of me, 269-759-1076. You can call or text me. You can always find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram. We talk Let's Talk Real Estate, and of course, LizWithTina.net.
Yeah. And when we get to it, when it's time to howl at the Moondog, you got to say howl at the Moondog.
Okay.
Yes, I can't do that. It just doesn't feel right.
All right.
So UFC Tree Care is a sponsor of the show, and of course, we have Decorator's Choice, Country House Furniture, Senior Services of Van Buren County. And, let's see, that's good for those ones. Goulata Imagery. She's I haven't seen Nicole. I know she's a little baby and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So she's
been
doing
busy.
Well. Yeah, she's going to be a part of
she's
our first annual. I'm going to have her do some pictures out there for
great.
That, too.
We so, need, yeah, that yes. would be fun to have her in do a photo shoot for
and
us.
Of course, our good friends, Drawing Children Into Reading, and the Pure Salon and Spa, Jackie Diaz. Mason Dixon, racinmason.com. He'll be back soon. I don't think he's going to be here next week either, but he'll be back soon. The Moondog Show, Robert's Mall. I'm not really a sponsor, so maybe Moondog Productions.
For the productions.
Sure, yes.
For if you want a
video.
Website.
That's right.
I always recommend
website, video,
for a website.
Absolutely.
You need a website. When you don't think you need one, you need one.
Yeah, and they're starting to get really good at them, by the way. All right, we need to go. Are you ready?
All right, you're going
to
howl at the Moondog.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Ow!
You got to say it.
Howl at the Moondog. Howl at the Moondog. Howl at the Moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.